Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
I'm broadcasting today from WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama, ahead of tomorrow's special Senate election between Doug Jones, the Democrat, and Roy Moore, the Republican. This was not a race that was supposed to be close, but it has been because of those allegations of sexual assault or misconduct against Roy Moore. The allegations involved 9 different women who were accusing Moore of inappropriate behavior decades ago when some of the women were in their teens and Moore in his 30s. He's denying the allegations. And we wanted to hear from Alabama voters directly. We started our conversation at a Walmart in suburban Birmingham, where we found Sharon Alexander. Who's she planning to vote for?
Roy Moore.
Roy Moore.
Uh-huh.
How come?
Because I just believe in what he believes in, because he's with Trump. So, and I'm with Trump also.
So Trump's endorsement made a difference for you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And what's the most important issue to you as a voter?
Their stance on a lot of things. Education. And like I said, backing the President of the United States, whether they agree wholeheartedly or not, they're on his team. So get God back in the White House.
Did the allegations against Moore make any difference for you?
No, because they're just allegations. They may or may not be true. I mean, he's supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, so I didn't pay any mind to that.
And what about him being removed from the bench as a judge? Was that important to you?
No, because he was standing up for what he believed in. And I agreed with what he believed in.
Her husband, Marlon Alexander, is also voting for Roy Moore.
Goes with what he believes in, the God, and, you know, doing things the right way, instead of like the others have been doing up there, tired of all the lying and stuff going on. I want to see an honest person get in there. I'm tired of it the way it is.
And for you, did President Trump's endorsement make a difference?
No, I was already voting for him anyway.
Mm-hmm. Would you have voted for Luther Strange if he had been the candidate for the Republicans?
Yes. If he had made it in there, I would have voted for him.
Which one did you like better between Moore and Strange?
Moore.
Moore.
Mm-hmm.
And did the allegations against Moore make any difference for you?
Nope. Because, you know, you don't know if it's true or if it's not. I don't believe it is. So I think they're just doing what they do. They'll make up stuff to try to get their candidate in. So that's what I believe.
We found several Moore voters at the public library in Vestavia Hills. Jeff Vreeland, a Republican who won't say who he's voting for. David Greiner, a Democrat who's voting for Doug Jones. And Joe Dixon, a Republican who's voting for Doug Jones. I asked Joe Dixon if President Trump's endorsement of Moore was important to him.
I hear a lot of people say that the president stands with Judge Moore, but I'm a little disappointed. He's a fighter. Why would you come 25 miles away when you could come to Birmingham and get a massive crowd?
You mean because President Trump gave his rally in Florida across the border?
Why don't you go to Florida? I mean, why don't you come in here and fight? I mean, I lost a lot of confidence in him when he decided to do it that way. He had a base. His job is to convince the others, but he didn't do it. I don't understand why he did it like that. Unless he wanted to say, well, you know, I did the best I could for him. But that's not Trump.
David, this is a race that has gotten so much attention around the country. Do you think this has been good or bad for Alabama?
I think it could end up being good for Alabama. I think it's good to see, for the country to see, that we are not this monolithic red state where everyone feels the same way. It's something I've always valued about this state, but it's not reflected in the politics. And I hope that people have seen that there is a lot of diversity of thought and diversity of background, especially. Unfortunately, I do feel it's being dragged into the kind of just this side or that partisan rhetoric, and that breaks my heart. And I do think it will hurt our image if someone like Roy Moore is elected and continues this kind of caricature of a state that I'm so incredibly proud to be from.
Jeff, do you agree with that?
I do. I think it is it's less about the issues, and it's become more about the 22nd TV spot that we've been battling. I think if you look at Doug Jones's issues, I think he is not the candidate for Alabama. I just do. I think he does not believe in the same values that a majority of the people in Alabama do, what this Republican Party is in Alabama, and what a majority of people in Alabama identify as Republicans. I think Doug Jones is not that candidate. And I think that is going to resonate very deeply among quite a few of the voters on Tuesday. I think the one thing that we'll have to pay attention to, though, is that Trump support is important. It's not important as much in the metro area as in Alabama, but it does play a big role in what's going to come on Tuesday.
Some of the voters we met here in Alabama, we'll be hearing a lot more throughout the show today and at our website, hereandnow.org.